Well, most of you know how many times you've heard the accusations that men are prawn-brained and addicted to prawn, and how it's a huge issue, almost exclusively for men. And this is nothing new. We all know that men are always accused of being the worst in every category imaginable, and women, of course, are exempt from everything. But today, I'd like to talk about an interesting phenomenon that has occurred due to overuse of prawn by both men and women, but specifically by women. And as many of you might have guessed, based on the things you read, it is in fact choking prawn. Now, I have to say at the outset that there are a lot of things that have become quite current these days that even 20, certainly 30 years ago were not. At least they weren't talked about openly due to overconsumption of prawn. There's no doubt that it's had a huge influence on the youth and generation Z, to be very specific, and probably Alpha too. And you see all kinds of things that are quote-unquote kinks or just strange or things I would regard as relatively abnormal. So for example, one thing I found very, very odd in Generation Z and probably some millennials too is this strange obsession, allegedly, by heterosexual men with anal. They are obsessed with anal. They really want anal almost as much as they want vaginal, and sometimes even more. Now, you cannot tell me that this is standard, normal, straight male behavior without any influence of all the prawn that's been out on the market for decades now and is so easily accessible. Of course, some straight males have always done this to some degree, but this obsession with anal that I encounter in so many males I talk to, as if it were the most normal thing. Mind you, you crap out of that hole and it needs extensive cleaning to even engage in the act, right? I don't think that's terribly standard or normal without certain influences externally. And this is just but one example. But I do think that in the case of the choking, it's a similar phenomenon, although you could argue it's even more dangerous because anal is dangerous because of STDs. Because of how easily the anal wall can rupture. It's just a fact. Anyway, don't want to talk too much about anal. I find it personally disgusting. But choking, yes. We have this phenomenon of choking that a lot of young women are engaging in. And it's gotten to a point where, in the UK at least, they want to take legal action, as in the government wants to do something about this, allegedly, because of the damage it's causing. So let's read a little bit from the amazing Guardian article. Quote, there's no safe way to do it. The rapid rise and horrifying risk of choking during intercourse. Now thought to be the second most common cause of stroke in women under 40, it can also lead to difficulty swallowing, incontinence, seizure, memory problems, depression, anxiety, and miscarriage. How has this extreme practice been normalized? Now that Lucy has been in a steady relationship for a year, she finds herself looking back at previous carnal encounters through a new lens, the slaps to her face, hands round her neck, the multiple late-night messages from one partner, 9 years older, in her words, a Tinder situation, quote, can I come over and carnally violate you? Quote, I like to think I enjoyed my single 20s, says Lucy, now 24. I was an avid Hinge and Tinder user, and I like to think of myself as the cool girl, but I've been thinking about it so much, I'm not sure why. There was the friend of the friend who slapped me so hard in the middle of us having intercourse, no warning, just from nowhere. It actually made my teeth rattle. There was another guy I met at a bar. We got together that night. He started choking me so hard. I felt this sharp pressure, this pain I'd never experienced before. I was drunk, but it sobered me up in 1 second. I still wonder what he did to me to cause that pain. Never was rough intercourse discussed before, during or after. Among my friends, there's this competitiveness about not being boring, not being vanilla. I think it's very prevalent for women my age, and no one wants to kink shame anyone, says Lucy, not her real name. There's a lot of talk about online prawn and what it has done to men's brains and expectations, but I also saw a lot of very violent prawn when I was a teenager. I don't know why or how I found it. The women in prawn never push back or say, don't do it, when they're choked. I think I became quite performative. I like to think I'm a strong woman, but I don't know if it's about male validation. And it goes on and on and on and on about the various risks, et cetera, including the fact that human beings can receive brain damage from extensive choking. Now, right at the outset, it's kind of obvious, patently obvious, that Lucy is not exactly a wholesome girl. This idea of spending your early 20s in bars and copulating with random men on Tinder and Hinged, or rather Unhinged, as I like to put it sometimes, this has become totally normalized, and I am by no means a conservative. But the reality is this type of behavior isn't helping anyone. This type of unhinged, no pun intended, unrestrained, unconstrained, carnal behavior is leading to a lot of damage overall. There's the obvious risks of STDs, that's a given. There's the risk of pregnancy, that's a given. You don't ideally want to get pregnant as a woman with a guy you've only had a one-night stand with. Probably not, at least in most cases. There are new risks, for example, regarding the choking, right? Because any sort of oxygen deprivation to your brain can damage you, probably will damage you, and that damage is frequently permanent, and there's no recovering from it. So the idea that you would engage in these sorts of behaviors is a bit absurd, especially when you're only in your early 20s, and now she's quote-unquote mature at age 24. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Louise Perry, and I plan on making a video indirectly about her in the future, but this is this blogger who talks about women's issues from a quote-unquote maternal feminist perspective. But she has brought up the issue of choking, and she once said, and I agree with her on this, that basically a very high body count, this type of carnal activity for a woman, is what a criminal record is to a job prospect, so to speak. So this is the other thing. This has been talked a lot about in the Manosphere, but yes, many men would be disturbed about these sorts of activities. This is a classic example of riding the CC, because it's the trendy thing to do. And the facts of the matter that they, as in she and her friends, have these discussions about not quote-unquote kink-shaming and not being overly critical and being experimental and being open and nobody wants to be seen as boring. Who cares? Are they bisexual? Are they having intercourse with each other? What does it matter if the one friend is being choked or not and the other is taking it up the buttocks? It really doesn't matter. It's a very strange way of looking at things. But I think this is really a great indication of, A, the fact that things really have gone too far. And again, I'm not a conservative, but, you know, Chesterton's fence, right? There are reasons why, historically, there have been prohibitions against certain things. And if you let the cat out of the bag, or the toothpaste out of the tube, you can't get it back in. And we probably are in a situation of the toothpaste being out of the tube in this particular case. And moreover, this constant accusation that it's almost exclusively men who are prawn-brained, who are addicted and obsessed with prawn and lead their lives in accordance with prawn. Yeah, some of that is true, but clearly young females are affected by it too. So all in all, this is not going to be a wake-up call to most people. But later in the article, they talk about trying to sort of illegalize this because, allegedly at least, there have been incidents of choking intercourse where the female in question has passed away due to this activity. And the thing is, the defense that the male in these cases then mounts is that it was consensual and therefore not equal to murder. Now, I don't know the legal details of how things work in the UK, but what a lot of these people want to do, mostly feminists, is make that an illegitimate defense. Who knows what you should think about this? The point of the matter is, and the point of fact is, people should not be regularly choking each other. Look, I personally think anal intercourse is disgusting and risky, and there's no reason why straight men should be doing it. I honestly think that. But it isn't really a kind of life or death thing. When it comes to choking, it actually is. Again, any sort of deprivation of oxygen to the brain could literally end up ending your life and certainly causing long-term brain damage. And they talk about this in the article as well, how they took samples of women at American University, you know, young women in their 20s who are very promiscuous, as they tend to be these days, and they basically sorted them out by those who have had quote-unquote choking intercourse and those who have not. And the ones who had choking intercourse apparently had some long-term brain damage, comparatively speaking, of course, to the other group. So it really begs the question. There are so many things going on right now in quote-unquote society. I mean, we live in a society, right? But of all the things that have to go on, why add this to the list? I get it. People are weird. They follow trends, especially women follow trends. But, and I know I'm sounding somewhat conservative here, I think things really have gone a bit too far in terms of the carnal revolution. I'll say it again because it bears repeating. There are good and profound reasons why there were so many restraints historically on both men's and women's activities when it came to these things. And freedom carries with it a price, if you want to call it freedom. As I've said many times, oftentimes, freedom itself leads to a kind of unfreedom. The unfreedom of worrying about STDs, the unfreedom about worrying about unwanted pregnancy, the unfreedom about not being able to land a partner later because your body count is so high, it has soared to the stratosphere. The unfreedom, the worst unfreedom, it seems, of causing brain damage because of weird choking intercourse, or even possibly ending your life because of it. No, I definitely think things have gone too far, and I have to reemphasize, I'm no conservative, but you don't need to be conservative to see that things have gotten really funky and not in a good way. But as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon, my generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist and persevere. Thank you so much. And if you could engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video or sharing the video, leaving a comment, subbing, if you're not yet a sub, be much appreciated. Until the next time, if I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. May the gods truly watch over you. Bye for now.
If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.